Our reading today comes from Hebrews chapter 7, beginning in verse 13, and we'll read down through verse 22. Hebrews chapter 7, let's begin reading in verse 13 and read down through verse 22. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. This reading falls right on the heels of a major verse and a major point in this book. In verse 12, he says that when you change the priesthood in a religion, you have to change the law. The priesthood being changed, he says, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Remember that he's writing to Jews in the church. And some of those Hebrew Christians were being drawn toward Judaism and away from the gospel. And so he shows them that Jesus is the great high priest of Christians. Jesus is the great high priest in the church. And if any Christian accepted that, he would have to accept what went along with it. And that is the fact that Jesus was not a priest like the Levitical priest in Judaism. He was not a priest like they had under the law of Moses. And so what we find then in verse 13 is that he says, For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe. He's talking about Jesus here. Jesus was not from the tribe of Levi. Every priest under the law of Moses and serving in the Jewish religion had to be a descendant of Levi, but Jesus was not. And yet, he's not only priest, he's high priest. Now, the question for these Hebrew Christians in the first century was this: how could that be? If Jesus was not from the tribe of Levi, but he is our great high priest, then how can that be, and what does that mean? Well, there's only one way, and that's the answer that he gives in verse 12. There had to have been a change of the entire law. The law system has been changed. You are no longer under the law of Moses. You're under a better testament, the law of Jesus Christ. And so one of the main truths that the book of Hebrews gives for us is that we are not under the law of Moses today. As a matter of fact, when you look at the book of Hebrews, there are so many fundamental truths that are taught here, and these truths are really needed in our age. When you look at the first chapter where the Bible says that Jesus is God, he is deity, he's greater than the angels, this is a truth that people need in their lives today, and the world needs to be taught that. When you look at this truth, that there is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and we're not under the Old Testament, the law of Moses, we're under the law of Christ, the New Testament, there are many church-going people today that don't understand that, and they come up with some faulty conclusions and some false beliefs about the Bible. They misinterpret the Bible in many ways because they do not understand that distinction. But there's something else contained in what we're looking at here in verses 13 and 14, where the Bible says that Jesus is our high priest. And yet Jesus did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah. And that is this truth, that the Bible shows that Jesus came to be our high priest. He came to set up his kingdom, which is the church. He is the great and the final sacrifice. And his covenant is the final covenant that God has given to men. So this age, the Christian age, is the last dispensation. When Jesus comes again, the resurrection will take place, the judgment will take place, and the world will come to an end. Now, you see, that goes contrary to what many people believe today, because there are many people that believe that when Jesus comes again, he's going to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years in Jerusalem and rule and reign there, and that he's going to reinstitute, that God is going to reestablish the old Israelite nation and reinstitute the law of Moses. And so this view, the premillennial doctrine, says that in the future, the law of Moses, with all of its sacrifices and all of its rituals, is going to be reestablished. It's going to be reinstituted. Well, that goes against the whole book of Hebrews. The entire book of Hebrews says that the law of Moses was inferior, that it has been replaced by a better covenant, that those sacrifices never took away sins. And so the question is, why would people think that God would reinstitute a law and reestablish sacrifices that God himself said never took away sins? We have the perfect sacrifice. We have the perfect Savior. We have the perfect high priest. And we have a better testament, the New Testament. So you see, this would create a problem. If in the future, sometime, God is going to reestablish the nation of Israel, and he is going to reinstitute, he's going to reenact the law of Moses with all of its rituals, commandments, and even sacrifices, then that means that the Old Testament Levitical priests are going to be back in power. And that means that the only way that a man can be a priest or a high priest is that he must be a descendant of Levi. Well, if Jesus is going to be on the earth for 1,000 years then, as many people believe, then that means that Jesus would have to step down from being high priest. Do you see what kind of problems this doctrine causes when you try to fit it in with the Bible? It doesn't even fit in with the book of Hebrews, much less with the rest of the Bible. Now, a third truth, a third principle that I want to notice here in verses 13 and 14 is the principle of Bible authority. Now, watch this very carefully. In order for a man to be a priest under the law of Moses, now I'm going back to the time when the law of Moses was in effect here to use it as an illustration and to make a point here in principle. For a man to be a priest under the law of Moses, which was the law of God at the time that we're speaking of, a man, in order to be a priest, had to be from the tribe of Levi. Now that means that if a man from another tribe in Israel tried to be a priest, he sinned. It was wrong for any man from any other tribe to be a priest while the law of Moses was in effect. He says that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses authorized the Levites and the Levites only to be priests. And that means that if a man tried to be a priest when he was from some other tribe of Israel, then he sinned. He was not authorized. He had no right to do that. And there are some examples of people who tried to be priests when they were not from the tribe of Levi in the Old Testament, and the Bible says it was a sin. In 1 Kings chapter 12, Jeroboam made priests who were not from the tribe of Levi, and the Bible says that that was a sin. 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 25 through 34. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, King Uzziah tried to burn incense, and the other priests tried to talk him out of that. They said, "You're not authorized. You don't have the right to do this. Only the priests have the right and the responsibility to burn incense in the temple. Well, the king didn't listen to them, and the Bible says that he was punished with the disease of leprosy from God. So the principle here then is that when God authorizes one thing, it is wrong for us to go beyond that and to say, well, we can do something different, even though God did not give us the authority for it. Now, for instance, the Bible says that a bishop must be the husband of one wife. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. That means that when some say, I'll be a bishop anyway, even though I have never been married, or when people say that you cannot have a wife if you're going to be a bishop, then they have gone against God's authority, just like these people in the Old Testament went against the authority of God when they tried to be priests from some other tribe. When the Bible says that men and women have a certain role in the church, and that women are not to teach or exercise authority over the man, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, that means that when a woman gets out of her role that God has given her, and she tries to be a preacher in the church, or she tries to be an elder in the church, or she tries to exercise a role of leadership in the church, then she is going against God's rule of authority. When the Bible tells us that the Lord's Supper is to be observed, and that it is to be the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread, and people change that, they're going against God's authority. And there are many other lessons and many other applications of the principle that we're looking at here. Now let's move on to verses 15 through 22 and notice briefly a few points. In verses 15 through 17, he again makes the point that Jesus is another kind of high priest. He talks about the similitude or the likeness of Melchizedek in verse 15, and Jesus is a priest like Melchizedek, who is made, in verse 16, not after the law of a carnal commandment. And that doesn't mean that it was a wrong commandment. The word carnal there means fleshly commandment. And it's a fleshly commandment because the high priest and the priests themselves had to descend from a certain man, a certain tribe. And so that involved flesh and blood, and it was a fleshly or a carnal commandment. The Bible says plainly in verse 18 that law has been annulled. This is another passage in the book of Hebrews. It's one of many that show that the law of Moses ended. In verse 19, he says that we have a better hope. Remember that in the book of Hebrews, we have a book that many call the book of better things. And he shows another difference between Jesus being the high priest and these Levites being high priest in verse 21. He says the Levitical priest became priest without an oath, but Jesus became high priest because of an oath that God himself made. And then in verse 22, we have the conclusion that he gives us again, that we are under and we have a better testament today. Better than what? Better than the Old Testament. We can learn from the New Testament. And as a matter of fact, if we're going to understand the New Testament as well as we should, we have to study the Old Testament. But as far as the religious laws are concerned, we are under the New Testament, not the Old Testament, because the New Testament was purchased with the blood of Christ. It is a better testament.